Hello there.
Hey there.
Hey. Hey, Mandar. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
So this is Channel 9.
Okay.
And we'd like to know what kind of stuff you do here at the GTSC.
Cool. So I'm a group manager here at the GTSC, and I manage a substantial part of the developer support business.
Okay.
In particular, I manage the developer support internet and the developer support Visual Studio side of the businesses. Overall, the only thing that I don't manage, which is a sizable chunk of the business, is the database side of the business, which includes SQL Server and that kind of stuff. So
right.
I don't manage that, but all the other remaining developer support business I manage here.
Yeah, so you're technically super boss here?
Not really. not a technically super boss or anything. So I have another counterpart group manager who shares the pain, as I would call it, in what we do here. Right. So. Within the internet side of the business, we have around 6 to 7 technology teams, particularly focused on the Microsoft Internet platforms. So starting with Internet Information Server to SharePoint Portal Server to Content Management Server, BizTalk Server, ASP.NET. We also have certain teams that they're not product-based teams, but technology-based teams, for example, Office Integration, which deals with helping customers develop customized applications with our Office, applications like Word, Excel.
VSTO.
VSTO is a part of that, okay. Going forward. We also have messaging, which is basically a very focused team which deals with a relatively unheard of kind of technology, but widely used technology in the world, which is MAPI or mail protocols, API. Customization of Outlook and Exchange and that kind of stuff. We also have, like I said, BizTalk, right? In BizTalk, which is the newest technology that we have, which again, with the new version of BizTalk launching, we'll move on to support that product. So that's overall the DSI or the internet side of the business that I manage.
Mm-hmm.
The Visual Studio side of the business is primarily focused on the Visual Studio languages and tools within that. For example, the first team that comes to my mind is the Visual Studio Setup team, which helps customers install Visual Studio, which also works with the MSI technologies or the installer, and helps customers write active scripts to customize their installation packages. That's a very sizable, volume or problem or numbers that we get. I also have a team on Visual Basic, which is fairly a small team. It's about 5 people, but handles everything from the older versions of Visual Basic to the Visual Basic .NET and now Visual Studio 2005 VB as well. We also have within this team ADSI, which is again a technology based team and not a platform or a product based team.
Okay.
These people help customers customize their Active Directory installations through using or writing code using the Active Directory API. So fairly focused, fairly niche, team. Then we have a fairly large chunk of Visual C++ engineers, which focus on helping customers develop solutions on MFC, ATL, STL. We have a team focused on, COM, OLE. Fairly small, but a very, very complex environment to work on. So overall, that's the kind of mix that my org works on.
Wow, that's a huge battalion you're handling here.
Exactly, right?
So how long have you been here in Microsoft?
I came to Microsoft fresh out of college about 8 years ago.
I never looked back.
Absolutely. So I joined Microsoft in the sales subsidiary of India.
Mm-hmm.
I came as a contingent staff or as vendor staff, as we call it. I was actually the first developer support engineer for Microsoft in India.
That's true, yeah.
And I was the only developer support engineer for Microsoft in India for about 2 years. And when you say developer support today, I just gave you a spiel on how many different teams I have and how many people there exist.
Right.
But at that time, there were no such things as teams, right? If there was any kind of code written, I would be the guy who would support it. So if it would be V code, I support it. If it's VC code, I support it. If it's SQL, I still support it and that kind of stuff. So fairly interesting first 2.5 years. Absolutely. And I took on a full-time position in 2000,
mm-hmm.
in February of 2000. Another bit of trivia is I joined on Valentine's Day. So interesting bit of a day to join a company on.
Sure.
So it's been
a silly question, but did you get your Valentine in Microsoft as well?
Yes, I did, in fact. It's not a silly question.
Okay.
It's not a silly question.
I see you didn't plan this.
My wife, of today, Suchitra, she's right now a consultant within the Microsoft Consulting Services.
Uh-huh.
And I met her at Microsoft. In fact, I was the first one to interview her at Microsoft.
Okay.
So I would say, yeah, absolutely. I definitely met my Valentine at Microsoft.
That's great. Right. So, what else? What are you thinking about the city here? Since you shifted here like 8 years back, or have you just shifted recently?
No, I moved to Bangalore from Mumbai just about 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
I was working out of the Mumbai office for about five and a half years. And moved here about 2.5 years ago when we were setting up the GTSC here.
Okay. So how does Bangalore compare to Mumbai?
If you ask that question to any person who's moved from Mumbai or Bombay, you're always going to get there's no place like Mumbai.
Oh, I totally agree.
So, I don't know, are you from Mumbai?
Yes, I'm from Mumbai. That's what I agree.
So there is absolutely no place like Mumbai. That being said, I've seen a lot of good things happen to me after I moved to the city. You know, mm-hmm. The first thing I did was get married as soon as I moved to Bangalore. So I wouldn't say, I mean, that's been one of the biggest highlights of this city. I think as a city, the one thing that I really do appreciate is being able to reach office and go home in less than 5 minutes.
I just lived
across the road, I could never have dreamt in my life to actually live that close to work if I was in Mumbai. So that's another thing that I really appreciate every day.
But is that a boon and a curse, or is that a boon only?
It's not a curse. It's frankly not a curse because, you know, after having spent 8 years at Microsoft, you know that, you know, you're never off work.
Right.
Whether you're in office or you're at home or how far you live. And especially now that you have wireless cards and stuff like that which can help you stay connected even when you're in the car.
Sure.
You know, it really doesn't matter, you know. So you're anyway working. So it's still a boon. About the city overall, yeah. I would have changed a lot of things if I could, you know. One is, obviously the traffic and the infrastructure, and that kind of stuff. The other thing I miss is just stopping at the roadside and eating.
Oh yeah, you know, the thela walas is
absolutely the thela walas and everything from a vada pav to whatever. I was shocked when I went to this mall the other day and the guys were selling vada pav for $20.
Yeah, $30.
And I was like, dude, you've got to come to Bombay and I can get you this in $2.
Yeah,
and a much better one that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, the food could do with a lot more spice, as I would call it.
Yep. So the good part about Bangalore perhaps is the weather.
The weather, yes. The weather's been great. Very, very different from Bombay, obviously. I think, I don't mind sweat once in a while.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, that's a key thing.
Unless that's a compromise you pay for the kind of pace which Mumbai has, and definitely the oceans.
Absolutely. But that being said, I think this city is I would say suitable to run an organization of this size and which requires us to be agile as an organization. We don't have this kind of flexibility available in a city like Bombay. Purely because of, not that they don't provide the infrastructure, etc.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's the way the city is, right? I mean, you don't have people who live 10 and 15 minutes away from work.
Right.
The typical travel times that anybody would spend coming to and going back from work would be about an hour and a half to 2 hours. So the location and everything, it just fits in.
Also, I'm sure you have a younger workforce here.
I mean, that's frankly debatable because I quite frankly have hired a lot of people from Bombay myself.
Okay.
It's not like I hired everybody in my org today and they've all been from Bangalore.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them, a sizable chunk of them. Close to about 50%, I'm sure, are not from Bangalore.
Okay.
You know, so there is a sizable chunk from Mumbai, there's a sizable chunk from the north and Delhi and that kind of stuff. So, mm-hmm.
So any message out there for any new hires or something like that? Are you looking out for people?
Oh, we absolutely are. We constantly, I was joking to my wife the other day that, the first thing that I did when I came to Bangalore was do an interview. And I continue to do so every day.
Okay.
So that's the kind of hiring that we've been doing for the past 2.5 years. So, Absolutely. I think, the only message I would say is if you have passion for technology, if you love talking to customers, and you don't mind working nights, but at the same time, you like having fun working in a team.
Getting free coffee.
Free coffee, and we have a gym as well now.
Okay. Right?
And if you have a passion for pool or table tennis, this is the place you've got.
And golf.
And golf, absolutely, and golf, because I'm not such a big golfer, so that doesn't come to me naturally, but pool, table tennis, playing the Xbox, this is the place you've got to be.
Great. Those are great words. Okay, I think I'll leave you with that.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Manav.
Thanks so
much. It's great having you.
It's been a pleasure.